In this bulletin, high-level media executives appear before Senate Economics Committee. Some COVID-19 restrictions ease in Victoria, and Ash Barty will help to kickstart Australia's delayed summer of tennis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. High-level media executives are appearing before the Senate Economics Committee today to argue why the proposed news media bargaining code is vital for the future of Australian journalism. The proposed legislation aims to make tech giants such as Facebook and Google pay for news content. Google has continuously warned if the code becomes law, then it will be forced to stop making its search product in Australia. The Managing Director and VP of Google Australia and New Zealand, Mel Silver, says if the digital giant had to pay news publishers for links and snippets in search, then it would foster a large operational and financial risk.
The free service we offer to Australian users and our business model has been built on the ability to link freely between websites. This is a key building block of the internet. If this version of the code were to become law, it would give us no real choice but to stop making Google search available in Australia.
In Victoria, coronavirus restrictions will be eased slightly from 11:59pm tonight. The number of visitors Victorians are allowed in their home will increase from 15 to 30. From 6pm tonight, all of Greater Brisbane will be declared a green zone in accordance with Victoria's traffic light system. The majority of the Greater Sydney local government areas, except for Cumberland, will shift to orange zones. For regional Sydney, all areas will shift to green zones, except for the Blue Mountains and Wollongong. It comes as Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews reports the state continues recording no new locally acquired cases.
There's 31 active cases of coronavirus in Victoria, including one new case overnight in hotel quarantine. That case relates to the Australian Open. This is the 16th consecutive day of zero cases, which in the local community, which is a fantastic achievement and one that every Victorian should be proud of. We do have to remain vigilant though. We all have to keep playing our part, doing the things that must be done to keep us safe and to keep us open.
United States President Joe Biden has outlined his national coronavirus strategy on his second day in office. Mr. Biden has signed more executive orders which will bolster COVID-19 vaccine supplies, personal protective equipment and testing. A national pandemic testing board will be established to enhance the country's testing capacity, while a health equity task force will be created to make sure there's an equitable pandemic recovery and response. President Biden says his administration's virus strategy aims to act with urgency.
The death toll will likely top 500,000 next month. The cases will continue to mount. We didn't get into this mess overnight, and it's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic. And to a nation waiting for action, let me be the clearest on this point. Help is on the way.
The Italian government is set to take legal action against United States pharmaceutical company Pfizer after delays in delivering pre-ordered coronavirus vaccines to Europe. Last week, Pfizer confirmed it would temporarily lessen deliveries to Europe and Canada while it upgrades production capacity to 2 billion doses per year at its Belgian plant. Italy's Special Commissioner for the COVID-19 Emergency, Domenico Arcuri, says the delay has impacted the country's vaccination campaign.
Purtroppo abbiamo ricevuto il 29% di fiale di vaccino in meno dalla Pfizer nella settimana corrente.
Unfortunately, we received 29% fewer doses from Pfizer this week, and we've been told we will receive 20% fewer doses next week. This delay and this reduction of what should be available to Italy continues, and unfortunately, as you know, this was a unilateral decision by the company, and it was told to us at really short notice.
Da parte dell'azienda ed è stata a noi comunicata con un preavviso davvero ridotto.
The Parliamentary Committee overseeing the National Redress Scheme says more needs to be done to ensure Indigenous Australians abused in institutions receive access to support. The committee was a recommendation from a Royal Commission into Institutional Abuse and will hold its first public hearing for the year today. It will hear from representatives of the Department of Social Services. To sport now, an Australian tennis player, Ash Barty, has apologised after failing to wear a mask while shopping at a supermarket in Melbourne. The world number one says she forgot her mask after a pre-Australian Open training session at Melbourne Park. She says she understands everyone has to do their part to safeguard the community and will strive to do better next time. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 36. Adelaide, similar conditions and 32. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy and 23. Much the same in Canberra, 34. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 29. The same for Sydney as well, 32. Newcastle, also partly cloudy and 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or 2, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.